My name is Ralph Lewis, and you're listening to WGXC Akron 90.7 FM. Tonight, our theme is your radio and you. I think that having radio and interacting with radio is a really special experience, and I don't think it's as simple as simply listening. I think it's an instrument. I think it's an object. I think it's more of a joining place than anything passive. So throughout tonight's broadcast, we'll be listening to a number of different works, some native to radio, some finding their way on this evening. And included in this is a piece where you, the listener, will be asked to perform. What you'll need is some sort of a box or a place to put your radio after turning it up pretty loud and putting it away so that you can hear it, but it's removed from the space. We'll talk about that more later, but I wanted to give you a heads up in case you're looking for something. And anyway, so our first work of the evening is by Anna Birkenhoff. It's called Miss Flower. Anna is a German musician and is also involved with theater and radio. Her work has been featured in Zurich, in her home country of Germany, and also in the UK, where she currently resides.
Does that just belong by the side in the cold fire?
Direkt vor dir und direkt nach dem Zu-Bette-Gehen. Anna Blum ist das einzige Gefühl, Mensch sein solltest.
Bam, 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 bam.
Oh, you lover of my 27 senses. I love you, you, yours and you, me and you, me. That just doesn't belong here. You uncounted womanhood. You are you. The people say that you are. Let them say they don't know anything. They don't know how the tower is standing.
Oh. You.
You carry the hut on your feet. Your sunglasses on your knee, and you're walking on the hands. You are walking on the hands. You are walking on the hands.
The look of my 27 senses.
Hello, your red dress.
Deine Dichte, Dichte du.
Sohn.
Deine du.
In white parts. Red, red. That is what I love. Anna Flower, red love. Me, you. You, you, yours. You. Me, you, you, me, we.
Were you uncounted? Women room.
Hey, Miss Flower, Red Miss Flower, what are the people saying?
You carry the hood on your feet. Lovely green animal. Oh, I like you. On the hands you walk.
This is the prize draw. First, Miss Flower has got a bird. Second, Miss Flower is red. Third, Rich Gullah has got the bird.
This belongs just by the side into the cold rest of the fire. This flower.
Und direkt nach dem zu Bett gehen. Eine Blume ist die Dame neben dir. Eine Blume ist das einzige Gefühl für Liebe, dessen du überhaupt fähig bist. Eine Blume bist du. Eine Blume ausschlachten heißt dich schlachten. Bist du schon mal geschlachtet worden? Eine Blume schlachten heißt dich ausschlachten. Du lässt dich gerne ausschlachten. Schlachte einer Blume die Stimmung vor dem Zu-Bett-Gehen. Schlachte einer Blume die Dame neben dir. Einer Blume schlachten ist die einzige Ausschlachtung, deren du überhaupt fähig bist. Wenn du nicht zufällig, März wolle dich bewahren, ein ganz unfähiger Mensch sein solltest.
You're listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM, and my name is Ralph Lewis. We started the hour with Anna Birkenhoff and her piece Miss Flower. We just listened to Eric Lund's Rehydrating Fossils, and in an interesting way, it continues our theme of making and doing. In this case, rehydrating fossils is a wonderful notion to take, you know, what was, which is bone, and sort of reinvigorating it, reanimating it. It's kind of a fun idea. Now, as I finish up talking about our first two pieces, please get whatever sort of object or some sort of muffling device, or choose which room you'd like to step away from after you've turned your radio up, because the piece I've mentioned is going to happen in a few minutes. Eric Lund often composes music, and this is his biography, a short bio, as analogies and commentaries. And as such, his works are usually born of ideas and sources that are not inherently musical, where he takes as his task the process of transforming these ideas into the sound domain. So we definitely heard that with rehydrating fossils. This, once again, that analogy, now in this electroacoustic medium. For our third work of the evening, we're doing a work called I Was on the Side of the Highway. This is a solo bassoon piece played by Annie Lyle Mason that, in a way, as a cute segue, is a sort of fossil in itself. It's something that I, Ralph Lewis, wrote a number of years ago, was somewhat disappointed by, left it to the side, kind of. The title was there even before the circumstance occurred. And then on meeting Annie was excited about the piece. She dove into the piece. And what we discovered is the piece is about these brutal, thick, rich bassoon sounds. And it's about the metaphor of people being excluded. And in this case, this is a solo piece where the soloist herself is excluded. When performed live, the bassoonist is hidden behind a door or away from the audience to limit the sound, and that's what I'm asking you to do. So here you, the listener, are also participating in the act of performing this piece. So please look for a box, a shelf you can hide your radio or speakers behind, something to put over them to muffle them in some way. And the idea is to turn it up decently loud. Don't disturb anybody, of course. But turn it up nice and loud to get that abrasive quality. And then exclude it in some way. And your performance, should you choose this, is during this about 4 minute long piece. At some point, I would say in the middle, I'll let you decide. I'd like you to re-enter the room that you left where the radio is playing, or take off the covering, or remove the box. And for me, the sweetest moment of this piece is after having gotten used to this excluded sound, suddenly the bassoon is revealed. So I hope you're set. And this is I Was on the Side of the Highway, performed by Annie Lyle Mason. That was I Was on the Side of the Highway, performed by Annie Lyle Mason. I hope that you found that process of actually performing with your radio exciting. I think that's what makes this sort of communication so special, that there are so many ways to be interactive. For our next work, we're actually going to play a recently recorded work for radio by Ross Feller and Dan Burke. This was just made about 2 or 3 weeks ago. And in this case, they did this very exciting collaborative improvisation. This was originally aired on, this was performed on WNUR at Northwestern University on their radio station on June 29th. There's not only improvisation happening, but they're actually processing each other's sounds. So it's interesting how, in this way, radio is not just the forum for it, but it's actually the impetus as well. So I'd like to invite you to enjoy this improvisation by Ross Feller and Dan Burke. My name is Ralph Lewis, and you're listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM. What you were just listening to was an improvisation by Ross Feller and Dan Burke. And for our next work, it's my pleasure to play for you something by someone basically down the street from the station, someone who is from our area here. We'll be listening to Ripple in the Stream by Dakota Wayne.
I remember 2 years ago, at 21, seeming the oldest I would ever be emerging from that snowy winter when I rode trains to Manhattan. It felt so fresh to be down at the cold and brightly lit buildings.
Pretending to be certain and interesting all the time.
It was an awakening of sorts. I began reading and writing with vigor. I felt that within my grasp was a new era.
The era that would bear my fantasies.
It was not.
Sitting here now on my couch, staring at the ceiling, out the window at the branches against the sky, I realize that it is the cycle that happens unavoidably, as worlds transgress and grow older, never to return.
This is why I write. To ensconce that which is not able to be named with sound or thought alone, to analogize pure sensation that cannot be named by time, and to provide a bridge, however small, to that which has been the past.
Like the shitty modern art of a wall, a full lounge garage with free donuts and Hallmark television. Without ourselves, there is no meaning. Only patterns, great beauty, over the void regions of matter.
That was A Ripple in the Stream by Dakota Wayne. Our next segment will be a series of short pieces by Chris Riggs, or as is professionally known, Christopher T. Riggs. Before we play them, and before I introduce them, I'd like to remind listeners that tomorrow night I'll be broadcasting during this time slot Drive to the Edge, which I'm inviting listeners to tune in and record the transmission as you drive or move, and I'd like you to capture how the transmission is altered by the geography as you move through it, and perhaps note what you're seeing and what's maybe making those changes. We're going to put them on air on Saturday, so please send them to ralphlewis.music@gmail.com. That's R-A-L-P-H Lewis, L-E-W-I-S, .music@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing how that piece gets changed by your performance practice as you drive and use your radio to, and your geography to affect it. The next few pieces are by Christopher Riggs. And Chris is a fascinating person, and I've had the privilege of knowing his music and being inspired by his aesthetic for quite a long time. If you're shopping for some artist who's just utterly authentic, just die hard in their orientation, look no further than Christopher Riggs. This is his intriguing bio. I'm a teacher who also plays experimental music on the electric guitar, using springs, magnets, pieces of metal, dowels, and violin bows. I make my instrument sound like underwater pterodactyls, cellos from space, the inside of a trash compactor, alien insects, malfunctioning MP3 files, or washing machines filled with marbles. I achieve these un-guitar-like sounds without the aid of processing or effects. I perform and record as a solo artist. I do not sell my recordings of my music. Instead, I keep an archive of my solo recordings available for download on my website for free and labeled according to the date and time they were recorded. Chris actually studied with Ross Feller, who we heard earlier in the hour while at Oberlin, and then got a master's at Wesleyan University. Currently, he lives in Chicago and works as an elementary school teacher. And interestingly, the pieces we're going to hear are pieces he did before teaching in the morning in May. I don't think that we should assume that Chris was especially tired at that point in the school year, but as any of us know, when we work with children, sometimes we could be a little worn out by the end of a long, schedule. So here's Chris. Here are some short pieces of his that he did in late May. I hope you enjoy them. Thank you. That was Christopher T. Riggs. And I hope that listeners are inspired by how a single person performed those last two short pieces. There was no overdubbing. That was just him. I hope people feel inspired to explore and look for ways to actively, you know, inquire about things. In that case, it's an electric guitar. In other cases, it could be a radio, or it could be another kind of instrument. In a similar way, our last work, Hop Rock by Jacob Barton, is another homegrown experience. Jacob, among other things, co-invented an instrument called the Utterbot, which is a sublime mixture of glass bottle and kitchen glove. And what instead of just making one single pitch, he just created this chromatic, sliding instrument. Here, in its more poetic form, where Jacob, who's not simply just an Utterbot performer, but also a performer, a composer, theorist, and so many other things, comes into play. Please enjoy Hop Rock.
Seriously. We will.